Dear friends in Christ Jesus, today we're going to be looking at the gospel lesson which you had just previously heard read. And of course we all know this. It is the story of Jesus going and calling his disciples, telling them that he is going to make them fishers of men. And you know, it is one of those things that I don't know whether this is a coincidence or whether it's the way that God designed it or what it is, but it always seems that this particular text comes up at this time of the year when we think about the Super Bowl. It is a time in which we think about, we have sports on our mind, and even for those who follow the Browns, and unfortunately they're not in it, they still watch the Super Bowl. It's a time for getting together with friends and family. It's the times in which we have wonderful Super Bowl parties, but we think about sports. That's really what this is, about sports this time of the year. Well, today I'm going to talk about sports, but it's not going to be football. We're going to talk about fishing. And any time that you talk about fishing, you have to tell some fishing stories, and that's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to tell some fishing stories. In fact, the first story I'm going to talk about is is a time back when I was a little boy. And I was in junior high at the time, and what was going on was this. I said, my dad used to travel. He used to own a commercial construction company, and he used to travel. And when he traveled, a lot of times, what he would do is he would take us with him. And we would stay someplace for a week or so, and while he worked, we would get to see some of the sights and things. Well, this particular year that we went just happened to be the time that that a very special event was going on. We went to Alpena, Michigan. And if you've ever been to Alpena, Michigan, you would know that there is something that's called the annual Brown Trout Fishing Festival. Well, we were blessed that year because we were actually at the first annual Brown Trout Fishing Festival. And it was a big to-do. The entire town was centered around this event, this festival. In the evening, there were polka dances, there were dinners, there were fish fries, there were all of those things that you would think any time that a community would have a festival. And of course, the thing that I remember as this was happening was that you had these fishermen that came in from all areas of the country. There was a big prize for the person that caught the largest fish and the most fish and all of those kind of things. Typical things that you would see in a fishing festival. In fact, these people, I could remember some of these boats that came in. These boats were huge boats, and they were decked out with all kinds of fishing equipment. You would hear them. I know at the time that Alpena had three radio stations. And it didn't matter which station you were on. They were all telling about what was happening in the different contests that they had going on. And I remember listening to those. And as you would do it, there was one day that we were listening, and there was this one boat that they had a fish on the line. And they had already been battling it for almost 3 hours. And they were trying to see how long it was going to be until they would be able to get this fish on board. Well, see, the thing about it is there was fishing going on all over the place. And you had these professional fishermen that came in. And there was us. Well, my dad, he had to go and do what he needed to do. So my mom, just it being a fishing festival, we just had to go and fish. So she took me and my two brothers and my little sister. We went down to the local store. We bought little bitty fishing poles. We had our little boxes of tackle and everything. And we went over to the side of the lake. And as we sat there, it was one of those situations. I hadn't been fishing very many times. And, you know, my brothers and sisters, I don't think they had ever done it. In fact, my little sister was about 6 years old at the time. The next brother was about 8. And so when we went down there, it was time for us to pull out our things. We put our hooks on our fishing gear, and we put our little worms on it. In fact, it was a situation, and of course, my mom, she wouldn't touch the worms. I had to do it for them, so I took and I put the bait on my on my brother and sister's poles, and we threw them out there into the lake. Well, as it is so many times, here I am. I'm fishing, and of course, I didn't catch anything. My next youngest sibling, he was fishing. He didn't catch anything. And so who would you think was the one that caught the fish? Well, it was my little brother and my little sister. And of course, since we caught that fish, we pulled him up on shore, and of course that fish was flopping around. And of course, once again, my mom wouldn't pick up that fish. I had to pick it up and take it and put it on, and we put it on our little stringers and that. Well, of course, it being the festival, what did you have to do? You had to go and you had to register your fish. So here we were, we had these two fish in hand. Of course, they had the first annual Brown Trout Fishing Festival t-shirts. I think my sisters went all the way down to her shoes. And they went up and they filled out and they registered their fish. And boy, that was exciting. They were instant celebrities that day. They called out the paper and they had their picture in the paper being the smallest fisherman to catch their fish. And it was a big to-do. But you know, it's from that story that we can really learn the lesson that we get from our text today. Because really that's what God does. As God's people, He calls each of us by the gospel. And He does exactly what He did to Simon and Andrew and all of the disciples. He calls us to be fishers of men. He calls us to be fishermen ourselves. And the thing about it is what we have to realize is it doesn't matter who you are, that He gives all of us the capability and the equipment to do that which He calls us to do. You know, many people, when we think about telling about Jesus Christ, when we think about preaching the gospel and that, we think that what we have to do is we have to have seminary degrees. We have to be pastors. And if not, how can I possibly proclaim that message of Jesus Christ properly out there? How can I possibly be a fisherman? How can I do anything? Well, it's really kind of what we sang about here just a few minutes ago. Being fishers of men just simply means that what we have to do is tell the story. Tell the story about Jesus' love and how His love in our lives have affected us, how He's blessed us throughout our lives, how He forgives our sins, takes away that sins, and makes us right with Him. You see, that's really the story that we need to tell. And like I said, you don't have to be the biggest of fishermen to be able to do that. It's nice to have that equipment. It's nice to have the big boats. It's nice to have the depth finders and all that, the expensive reels and all of that kind of thing. But sometimes it's the little bitty reel, it's the cheap one that you buy down at the local hardware store. And it's the same way with the Word of God. It's great to be able to sing like angels, to talk like angels, to know everything there is about Scriptures. It's nice to be able to know the original languages that it was written in. It's nice to be able to go in and to be able to take all the words and all the verses and parse them out and do all that. But to be fishers of men, to tell the story, you don't have to know all of that. You don't have to be eloquent to speech. All you have to do is be able to sit down and tell a story. And you all know that story. We went through part of it just a month ago. The story of a little baby that was born in Bethlehem. That was born to a virgin. That we sing about in Christmas. On that quiet night. And then the rest of the story you're going to hear again in just about 10 weeks away. It's hard to believe. And that's what that baby came to do. That He came in order to save the world. That for those who believe in Him, you have eternal life. That He would go to the cross to suffer and die in order to take away that sin. To make us His children. You see, that's really what the story is, and that's all we have to do. Sometimes we think that we have to be able to do all of these other things. But like our first hymn says, that what we have to be able to do is we don't have to be able to do those things. We don't have to be like Moses or King David or those type of people. We don't have to be as great as the prophets. We don't have to be able to preach like Paul. But all we have to do is just simply tell that story. Help to spread the word of God. Be like Aaron. For it was Moses that went to the great seas of the Red Sea and put his hands up with his rod. And as he did that, the seas parted. But Aaron was simply the one that helped him hold the rod up. And see, that's all God calls us to do. That's all it means to be fishers of men, is that we're ready and we're prepared to tell the story. That we're simply to help in spreading the gospel. That's really what this story is all about. That's what this text is all about. And of course, that leads me really to the rest, one of my other stories that I'm going to tell you, the other fishing story. And what it does is it gives us another example of our lives today. My other fishing story was once again one when I was a little boy. And it was a situation, I went to my grandparents' house and my grandmother's house, and I stayed there for an entire week. Well, the thing about it was, that particular summer that I was there, and this was when I was young, I was only about 8 years old, I think, at the time. I'd never really gone fishing a whole lot before. But it was a particularly warm summer. In fact, that summer was a summer in which there was a lake, a little pond, I guess you would call it, that was out behind my grandmother's house. And normally it was pretty full of water. But this particular day, this particular year, the water had evaporated and it was down to really almost, you might even call it a mud hole. You wouldn't think that there was any fish that were there at all. But I took my little fishing pole in my little hand. I had my little bucket of worms. And I went out diligently and I stood there on the side of that mud hole. I put my worm on that little fishing pole. I cast it out in there, and it wasn't 5 minutes later. All of a sudden, I felt a little tug on my fishing pole and I pulled it up and I reeled in a little fish. In fact, that night, my grandmother took it and she cut it up, and we had fish for dinner that night. You see, that's a lesson to us from this standpoint. You know, to look at it from here is that sometimes there are fish in places that you may not think that they are. Sometimes, when we tell that story, it's like casting our line into a place that looks like there's no fish at all. But it's amazing what can happen, what we can catch, what we can do that. And so that's why we need to be ready to tell the story over and over and over again. We need to be able to tell it. We need to tell it to those who know it best, to those who have never heard it before. Because we never know when we cast that line out into the water, we never know if we're going to pull a fish. But the other thing we got to learn from that story is this, and it's what our epistle lesson tried to tell us, is that time is running short. The waters are drying up. You see, later on that summer, those waters had completely dried up and there were no longer any fish there. It's the same thing for us here. Is that time is running out, and that we have to have an urgency to tell that story. We have to be ready to tell it at any time, and we have to do it. Because the reality of it is that the waters are drying up. Time is running short, and soon it'll be too late. There will no longer be time to go fishing once again. In fact, that's what our epistle lesson was trying to tell us. It wasn't the fact that what he was telling us to leave those worldly things behind, But what we're supposed to do is we're supposed to take a mindset and attitude. Yes, is that the things of this world aren't that important, but what is important is us telling our story of Jesus Christ, telling the story of His love, how He has affected our lives, how being a child of God has brought us peace and comfort in the times in which the world tries to beat us down. That's what that story tells us, is that we have to do it. And you know, the other thing about it is we just have to be persistent at it. We have to be like my wife's grandfather is. And maybe you have a grandfather or a relative that's the same way. The thing about it is that he has his little stories that he likes to tell. And it doesn't matter. Every time we go over to the house, we hear the same stories and the same jokes over and over again. He loves to tell those things, and it doesn't matter if you've heard them before or whether you've heard it for the 100th time. He tells you the story anyway. And he laughs at the same jokes every time, too. That's how we need to be as well. We have to be so excited about the story that we have to tell that we don't care if people have heard it before. We don't care if people have never heard it. We're ready to tell that story every time we see somebody. We have to be excited to do that. And that's what God asks us to do, is to simply do, to be fishers of men, to tell the story about Jesus' love, how He's loved you in His life, how He's loved the entire world, how He's died to take your sins away. And He shows it to us whenever we receive His body and blood. And so I guess it really comes down to this. Go fishing! In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May the peace that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds centered and focused on Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.